Petersburg's municipal water system is tested daily, weekly, and more. That's according to Borough Public Works Director Carl Hagerman. Hagerman briefed the assembly on the safety of the water supply Tuesday night in the wake of last week's boil water notice. He explained that the water undergoes frequent testing by Petersburg Medical Center as well as staff at the water treatment plant.
The operators at the plant are certified by the state. It's not an insignificant process to become certified. They take their jobs very seriously. They were more shocked than anybody else when the test last week did come up positive for bacteria. We do a tremendous amount of testing on a daily basis. We test for chlorine, fluoride, pH, alkalinity, and color in our water. All those tests are performed in-house by our operators. On a weekly basis, we do routine sampling within the distribution system for bacteria.
Those samples are tested at the Petersburg Medical Center Laboratory, which is certified for the work and has done it for years. It was that routine test last week that turned up positive for E. coli, which can cause serious illness. The State Department of Environmental Conservation and the borough issued a boil water notice, which was lifted a day later when further testing showed the water was bacteria-free. Hagerman said the water utility uses chlorine to disinfect the system, and it monitors the residual amount of chlorine on a continuous basis.
The importance of that, of knowing that residual is there, lets us know that the water that we're putting out is clean. If there's bacteria in the water, then that residual drops rapidly. So as long as it's at a certain level, we know that, or the indication is that everything is safe.
Hagerman said there is more testing done quarterly and annually, as well as DEC inspections every 3 years to meet the many state and federal regulations for municipal water. Hagerman said Petersburg had an excellent track record in that regard, so he emphasized his confidence that the town's water supply was safe. According to Hagerman, there are many factors that could have led to last week's positive test, but he said it was the first time this has happened in his 20-year career with the municipality.